is real. See just what I feel inside, and who it is that's by my side. And I will never change my mind. Try to torture me and you'll find you can't turn me or discern me.
There was no TV, no HBO, no NBC. But this time there is, so you know where it'll be. Every Friday night at 10:30. Jesus and the gang, he's back and he's pissed. Jesus and the gang, about the stuff that he missed. Jesus and the gang, now he's wondering why we hung him out.
Murph, Murph.
Yeah, what?
What?
Dude, I told you, we're contractually obligated. You need to quit giving me shit about this.
But we talked about this last week.
Yeah, we are contractually obligated. What are you fucking not listening to? Look,
this is what I'm not listening to. I shouldn't be listening to this.
Look, there's only 15 seconds left in the song, all right? Give it a break.
Why am I listening to this?
Dude, okay, we are contractually obligated for the next 12 months.
12 months. How much am I making off of this?
Oh, not a dime.
Why?
It all went into the technical... The technical fund.
What's the technical slush? What part of your wallet is that fund?
Oh, it's not my wallet.
Uh-huh.
It's a PayPal account.
Yeah, okay. So I have to listen to this for 12 months, crap. No, you see?
No, that's...
This is more appropriate for Spank Wagon Radio.
Oh, they're not going to like this.
Tough. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night, and you know what that means, don't ya? Tonight's an all-geek episode of Spank Wagon Radio. Amazingly enough, we don't even have to do the 10-mic shuffle. That's kind of nice. And because it's just us in the studio, we really need everybody joining us. So don't forget to go to spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat link so you can watch us chat with us. And hey, if you even want to call in, the phone lines will be open right away. Just call us 1-866-587-6257. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio, I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Chief.
Ginger.
And I'm Murphy.
We're missing someone.
Hey, where's our black man?
I don't know.
Big Daddy DKF is out of the
What?
It helps if you speak directly into the mic and not mumble near it.
Ginger,
are you okay today?
Since when did Ginger sound like a 60-year-old rock guy, you know?
Are you okay today?
No, I came in late.
You weren't late
stuck
to us.
In
yeah,
CBS
see,
traffic.
You're on time.
I'm late if I'm not early.
You were early.
But well, then technically everybody was late except for me.
Yeah, because technically I was even late.
I just like being on time.
And what time is that?
Yeah.
When have we ever said you have to be here? We know you have to be here by showtime.
It's Murphy's fault.
Shocker, the white girl has to be on time, but the black man's not here at the start
He's
of the show.
He's just going to ask for sexual favors.
Which
like
one would you? Which one would you rather stare at?
Oh, the white lady.
Thank you.
White lady.
When I stare at decaf, he makes me feel uncomfortable.
Hi, white lady. How
white
are
lady,
you?
Then.
Now, you know what?
And because of the I am, what?
I got a bone to pick.
What?
Uh-oh.
Well.
Go ahead and bring the music down.
Is pick,
you know,
is pick the right word for your bone?
I got a bone to pick.
I thought it was
now,
suck.
Ginger, you do know the whole reason we brought you on here is because you're a hottie and because you helped break up the sausage fest, right?
Right.
And we do love you, and right. We love your bits, we love your music, and you bring us wonderful women.
Right.
But on your blog, on MySpace, there's a comment that unsettles me. Apparently, you don't like me asking to see your tits.
Do I need to smack you again?
No, no, there will be no smacking tonight.
No, smack him.
I'll go Ike Turner.
And what?
What? No. No. Because no, if you mess up one hair on her bangs.
Dude, they're already messed up.
Okay, I know, they're all
a little
frizzy.
They're all
miffed.
Okay, time out. Ginger, this is radio. No one ain't going to know shit.
Yeah, I know.
So, hey, Trench. What? We have a camera. Oh, yeah.
Besides, I got 5-1 odds with Ginger kicking your ass.
No, wait. Does it really bother you when we ask to see your boobies all week?
No.
Are you sure?
It was a joke.
Because, you know,
can
no,
we
you
see
know
your
what?
Boobs?
Where the fuck is it? Let me go.
Can
look
we see your
you wrote it. It's your
you know
blog.
What? I'll make a solemn pledge tonight. I will not ask to see your tits at all
you
tonight,
lie.
Okay?
I will then make a solemn pledge to only ask to see your tits.
Sweet.
Hey, Ginger.
If I was seriously that
can
upset
I see your
over
box?
It,
ow!
If I was seriously that upset over it, would I have named myself Ginger Tits McGee on that
maybe
Skype server thing?
I don't know. You may be just appeasing
oh,
the
by
masses.
The way, no. Another thing here on that. Everybody here who fixed Ginger's Skype so her webcam showed up, raise your hand. Oh, look at that. Oh.
And he still wanted to see tits.
Of course. That's the internet.
You didn't get to see tits, did you?
No,
of course not.
But I got to see a little room.
One day I might
but
be
but not
able
a
to.
Box.
No, he got to see me and Lucy Luscious, one of the other Lucky Bettys.
Oh, who was actually
in
studio.
Yes, she was.
She was the reindeer in studio
where
a couple
are the
weeks
pictures,
ago.
By the way?
What pictures?
I'm still waiting for them myself.
Yeah.
Oh, they're you know what? They're sitting right here on my laptop.
So I got jumped right before.
You were supposed to create me an FTP account so I could upload them.
Right, but if we're having problems with the server as it is, you think I'm going to add
well,
more
give me your,
layers?
Give me your disc, and then I'll load them up later.
What are you doing? Well, he's going to give you. He wants them too. So, yeah. Okay.
Well, we can now load up to 3. Wow, I just lost
I just
half my
that.
Headset.
I think your headset's just
broken. We can now load up to 300 photos on our MySpace account, so maybe we'll throw some of those up on MySpace.
Here, if you want to have fun with people, what side is dead on yours, right or left?
It's the right side. The right side.
So right now,
Murphy
is
going to
start.
So wrong.
Murphy's.
That's
so wrong.
Too.
Oh, that's
and,
creepy.
Let's
that's
see.
Oh.
Murphy's over here.
Okay.
And Ginger's over there.
Oh man, that's so
oh
weird.
That's
so
that's
now.
Weird.
So now, if people are listening to Spankwagon Radio in stereo, we're only I'm coming out of the left channel and left what? Channel alone.
I'm out of right.
Yeah, you're out of the right.
Because you're to my right.
And then I'm
left, right,
okay.
From my point of view. So you're everybody at home is listening to the show from my point of view.
Okay,
that
you're messing
so
with
creepy.
My universe, man.
We're like, it's Spankwagon surround sound.
I am.
Yeah,
going
that's now. What this is. You know, if you
hey,
have
wait,
this...
does that mean we have to put decaf in the rear center speaker?
Behind the line.
Yes.
What you can do is you can really screw with people. Say, oh, let me walk over here.
Why?
It,
whoa.
What are you, a THX logo?
No, okay. Let me put everything back.
So
the way
anyway,
it be.
So it's okay if we ask to see the boobies?
You're not going to see them, so
know,
you can keep trying.
Look, I can try, and eventually one day, maybe you'll relent.
Maybe if
relent.
I'm really drunk. Maybe at the party that we're going to have for the calendar, the release party. Maybe I think.
Well,
sorry. Whatever.
Secret.
It's on my mind.
Didn't we say something about we're going to go out and I'm going to completely get you trashed?
Yes. We do need to do that before you leave.
Fair enough.
And it can't. Yeah, we have to plan that. It's going to have to be like the first weekend of February.
I can do that.
Aren't you going to be out of town that weekend?
No, I'm working.
I
okay,
you
the
were
weekend
be?
After
okay.
that.
Thank you.
Wow, are you also her assistant?
No, I just, I've been...
He remembers the dates.
I've been working on a little something, and I have to know when Ginger's going to be here and when she's not. We joked about this. We are going to do the Spankwagon Who Wants to Date Ginger dating game.
I'm so scared.
We are going to pick 3 lucky listeners, and they will be actually 2 more. I already have 1 pick, but we're going to pick a couple of listeners to come in, and we'll do a little dating game, and it's going to be really fun. And at the end of it, the guys here in studio, we're going to pick who Ginger goes out on a date with.
And
how could this end badly for you?
Who's chaperoning? Who's chaperoning? Is someone chaperoning?
Somebody's chaperoning?
No, somebody's taking pictures.
You know,
that's
a chaperone actually would be pretty funny.
Yeah.
Maybe we
would
should
be.
Set that up.
Hey, well, you might get laid.
With a chaperone?
Maybe.
Menage. Maybe
it's
a
threesome.
Ooh.
Yeah,
see?
No.
Ginger's going for the rotisserie.
she's like, been there, done that.
Oh, so Meg's coming along.
Not going back.
She gets some in the hair and a map of Hawaii on her back.
What can I say?
There he is.
Decaf's here.
All right, let me share this with everybody out there. If you are listening to us live Friday nights, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, if you want to listen to us live, hey, our number, if you want to call in and chat with us, 1-866-587-6257. We always encourage everybody to go to spankwagon.net to click on the cam and chat link because, hey, we want to show off our ugly faces. And we want you to chat and have fun, too. So we'll also get all that information in the chat room. So that way you have more than one way to chat with us and converse with us and share.
What's
and
up?
Share and share.
Please feel free to call in if you have something to add or
what the
like that.
Oh god!
Oh, what's dude, up? You DK? Blew out half my headset again.
Nice. I think you just got. We need to get you a new headset.
I think so. So
hey, what's up there? You're on.
There you
you're
go.
On.
Hello. Hello.
Hey.
Hey. What's up, y'all?
Dude,
what's up, sorry, bud?
Dude, you look like you just smoked a freaking blunt, man.
Are you shocked by this?
Is that why you were late? Were you on, was that you?
Dude,
on the
you totally again? Look stoned, man.
He was hotboxing the Camry.
Mm-hmm. You were the one.
Corolla.
Oh, excuse me, the Corolla.
Okay, black man in a white Toyota. What does that scream out?
Well, cool. I got some other dudes, too.
What's up?
Celine Dion.
Huh?
Concert is awesome.
What?
What?
You just Wait. Fucking said that and you're sitting next to me? Yes,
how gay are you?
He's
know.
Getting his ass kicked now.
Yeah. No.
Let them touch a kayak.
It was
let them
because...
Touch a kayak.
Oh, we need to have the we need to have the hurricane survivors.
Because I feel like being talked about.
Celine Dion, that is
wait. Guys, we're talking over each other. We're talking over each other. Please, tell us about your faggot trip.
Okay.
Celine Dion,
I bought the tickets because my wife wanted to see the show. Right?
Okay.
All right.
So, and I like Celine Dion, too. So I admit it. I'm not gay.
Are you sure?
Sort of. Sometimes.
I mean, they say I'm gay, and I don't listen to Celine Dion. So
you know,
Herb Albert is.
No, dude, it's Herb Alpert and it's Tijuana Brass Balls, bitch.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, no, it's nowhere like, close to listening to Celine Dion. Yeah, I know. But
how big are her balls?
It was a good concert, though. Hey, I like the show.
What
so.
Was good about it? I want like details. I really want to know why it was good.
The performance was good. The dancers, everything. The whole setup was really good. They did a good job.
I hear technically it's actually a good show.
Yes.
I hear technically.
If you were to replace Celine Dion with,
if you were to replace her with a cardboard box, it may actually turn out to be fairly decent.
Okay. That was all, dude. That was all him. I'm not
yeah.
even.
Yeah.
If you were there, you would tear up.
No, I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't. You know, I've seen a lot of shows. My favorite so far has been Love over at the Mirage.
Yeah, that's a good one.
The Beatles, Love. But my all-time favorite, absolutely love, gone several times, is Blue Man Group.
Very yeah, good.
No, so,
I'll go yeah. to see that this
Have you ever too. Seen Ubershaw?
No, I have not.
They are a separate band from Blue Man. It's different members of Blue Man that all perform with drums. And there's
okay.
maybe two guitars. There's probably five
is that like,
to
like
10 different sets
like
of drums.
They used to have a local band here called Red Means Go.
I'm not sure if it's the same.
I mean, what they do is we're not talking just about the Blue Man, the performers themselves, but like other band members do other side projects
right,
all the
right,
time.
Right.
So, what was that? What was that called again?
Ubershaw.
Wonder if I can find it online.
Usually they play. They used to play the Double Down at midnight on Sundays. I think they moved. I don't know where they play now.
Because the Double Down was such a classy
yes.
joint.
You know what? I frequent that place. Anyways.
You yeah. and you and two
you know,
pounds
it's often,
of ass juice.
It's often said no one actually sets out to go to the Double Down. You just kind of wind up there.
No, if... Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I do have... I did get a darker perspective from the Celine Dion
Leprechaun
Oh, dear. Well, we'll get to that
wow.
a little later then.
Yes.
I still think you're high.
Now, tonight's show, I guess I got told by Murphy here when I came in. Not hello, hi. He said, bitch, the news is all mine. So, Chief, you're on a vacation
hey,
tonight.
Hey.
You don't have to work.
That's cool.
So
I'm looking at the chat room.
Yeah. I also got very sad news that I have to go over. News that will affect Spankwagon Radio at one point or another.
Oh,
so.
No.
Trench's penis did finally invert.
Yeah, did totally after listening to Chris
innie.
For half an hour. No. This is much worse. Our good old friend, the Perform Act, is coming back. For anybody who remembers, and I'll go into this in a little more in-depth later, the Perform Act, which was an attempt to pass laws that prohibits recording of streaming media, digital audio, I mean, just everything under the sun that they can, they want to start bringing back. And, you know, that could mean basically the death knell for podcasts and internet radio altogether. So we'll be talking a little more about that later on tonight. And what else do you guys have? Now that I've brought everybody down, pissed in everybody's Cheerios.
We've got news, and more news. We'll go over some stuff from Macworld, little stuff from CES, a couple little things here, such as Microsoft is taking email back 20 years. The MPAA has been caught uploading fake torrents for people, and the sale of a country to a wares organization.
Oh, wow. Hey. Trencher, you want to see Murphy make a really funny face?
Sure.
Watch this. iPhone.
I'm going to need some quiet time.
The belt comes undone.
Yeah.
Okay, well, why don't we start off with that then? Apple.
Oh, sick.
Apple this week, during the Macworld conference, San Francisco, released the brand new iPhone. For those of you who aren't aware of what this contraption is, it is a touchscreen iPod that has telephone features. It's very beautifully designed, very small, compact, and it's all touchscreen interface. No hard buttons.
Nope, there's
on
one
it.
Hard button
oh,
at,
yeah,
the
one.
At the very bottom.
Oh, yeah, one.
It is the most beautiful gadget I think I've ever seen in my entire life.
Did Jesus come back and he's a phone now?
Dude, if Jesus came back and saw this phone, he would have fucked Mary Magdalene again for it.
Okay, here's the problem. Okay, wow. I think the iPhone is a beautiful piece of device, but for what people need to realize, 4 gigs is how much, Murph?
The what
4
do you mean?
Gig, the 4 gig memory,
$499.
And how much is the 8 gig?
$599.
So $600. That is the absolute solid price. And how many year contract do you have to be locked
2
in
year.
By Singular? And does anybody remember when I talked about Singular a few months ago and how they changed their contracts? That every bit of information that streams over their network becomes theirs.
But,
no bottoms.
You make a good point, but there is one thing. I don't fucking care. I'm getting an iPhone.
Well, actually, wait. So, how much is just a regular, 8 gig, like, iPod?
Nanos are 8 gig.
Let's find
out. And those are about 250, 260.
Let me get the pricing right now for all the iPods. Now, you have to remember that.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, you have the 8 gig iPod mini, or nano. And then you have, like, what, a PDA cell phone, a BlackBerry or something.
No, not quite.
The iPod Shuffle is $79. The iPod Nano starts at $150, and the individual pricing on that, because there are
different
sizes.
Well, how much is the 8 gig?
The 8 gig is $249.
Okay.
And
I was up by $10, So.
Now, the weird thing is, real quick, it's only a $50 price difference between the 4 gig and the 8 gig. The 4 gig is $199.
Yep.
Well, what else does the phone do other than play music?
Okay.
And talk on
the phone. What the phone will do, it has it's running Mac OS X. It has a stripped down version of Safari. It has push email. I believe it's a stripped down version of Mac Mail that also does IMAP or push mail. In other words, like Exchange servers do.
It'll also pull Pop.
Yeah, it'll also pull Pop. And, you know, it'll do all that kind of stuff. It does do video. And I don't remember the resolution on that. Of course, it does the iPod features, custom rings, everything like that. It has iCal interaction. It also has... It's missing something with... yes. It does Bluetooth, but only for a wireless headpiece. It does not do Bluetooth wireless to your computer. No, it will not. It has to be hooked up via the cable. I checked the specs.
There's already talk of a way around it.
Well, of course. And if anybody is smart, they're going to hack the phone senseless.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a goddamn Unix phone. It's the most beautiful thing that it's a Unix operating system phone.
Also, it runs desktop widgets. The kind of widgets a dashboard uses, it will run that.
I wonder how much memory that sucks out. Because I know widgets on a Mac already suck down a hell of a lot of memory.
They can.
And Ginger, Deer, and Headlights look. Interrupt us anytime.
No, she's looking at it. I'm gonna get in a big fight with you guys.
Please,
saying this.
I'm gonna love it. I'm gonna love it. I'm gonna want to.
I don't
hump
like
you.
It. I don't. It's nifty for
Die.
Guys.
Die in a fire.
Guys.
No, Murph,
shut
up.
For most girls who put their phones in their purses, it's so retarded.
Thank you.
And there are so many blonde dim. Yeah,
here's,
so
now, here's
they
the
haven't released any of the carrying case accessories yet. Have not
it
been.
It has
viewed.
Nothing to do with the carrying case. It's just the fact that that's going to get scratched, broken, fucked up. The LED screen is going to freeze. I can't. It's not girl nice.
It's, well, no. I know what you're saying. It's actually just. I have a feeling. Touch tone. You know, touch sensitive. Everything. The plastics are going to be just as bad as when the Nano was released, and they're going to scratch all to hell. They're not going to learn from that. I have this really big feeling they're not going to learn from that. I also have a funny feeling that some people like me, I throw my phone in my pocket, okay? If I sit down and I have an iPod or iPhone or whatever they're going to call it after Cisco gets done with their lawsuit, that is only out of principle for protecting copyright. We'll get to that in a minute. It is. They love the iPhone. Anywho, it's going to get damaged. These phones are going to have a high damage rate. They're going to be very fragile. They're not going to be as tough as a phone should be.
Well, I mean, this is my plan. Shazad said this in the chat room. He says, I think price-wise, comparison, iPod plus BlackBerry Trio Windows mobile phone works out to be the same price. And earlier, I mean, you were all freaking out like it's going to be $600. Well, you know, phone plus iPod, same price.
You know, that's one thing, but
You don't have to carry two. You only carry one.
You know, and that's going to be the benefit is you only have to carry the one single device.
I would like to see an upgradable memory for it.
I agree. SD memory or something like that where you can use and utilize. But it's not going to have that. Yeah. It's going to be very Apple, which also means it's going to have DRM or digital rights management involved. So, you know, even if there's stuff you put on your phone, I mean, I'm not saying it's going to be as bad as a Zune, but it's going to be pretty rough.
So pretty much a phone and an iPod, just regular iPod,
well, no, Murph.
Is a lot safer.
Murph is tapping like mad.
Yeah, I know.
Finish your thought there, Decal.
It's a lot safer to carry around than the phone itself because it's going to be so fragile, right?
I think it's going to be pretty fragile. Now, Murph, you're chomping at a bit, but okay. Don't yell.
So the iPhone is absolutely probably the coolest thing I've seen
quite a while. I won't argue that.
Let me finish. Now, the aftermarket, don't do that. The aftermarket accessories haven't even been announced yet. You know, Belkin, you know, every goddamn manufacturer on the sun's going to get involved in some sort of cases. And any idiot who spends more than $300 for a phone, like say maybe me, has a belt clip that has a metal clip and a magnetic top and holds it securely. You hold it on your waist or I put this in my backpack.
Yep.
I do not let anything happen to this phone. It is getting a little beat up because I have pulled some accidents
lately.
You
use it though.
I use it constantly. The iPhone is... It's going to be the closest thing we have to a tricorder on currently.
Okay.
It is going to replace so many different devices for so many people.
Mm-hmm.
One of the problems I have with my phone is I barely use it as a phone. The only thing, except when Ginger calls me, I swear to God, her and I go on fucking 40-minute transits, but or tangents. But the iPhone does everything that I want and everything that I need. Mm-hmm. My iPod got stolen. I've been looking to buy a new media player, but I didn't want to buy anything that wasn't widescreen. Guess what? When you take the iPhone and you put a video on it, all you have to do is turn it. It has a motion sensor and realizes when it's been turned sideways and automatically goes widescreen.
Mm-hmm.
It has a beautiful display.
Also, the display is beautiful, and also a nice feature is it has a proximity sensor. So that way the display, when it comes up close to your ear or when it's in a case or whatever, actually shuts the display down to save battery life.
Mm-hmm. Also, one of the other things I really like is the integration of Google Maps. Now, I know you hate everything Google, but the integration of
Google Maps
is awesome. Plus, giving the free IMAP mail to Yahoo users is going to be a nice feature as well.
Yeah, but I think that the core of app, you know, which also, if you correct me if I'm wrong. Now, this is just a thought. And if for anybody who has read, what's happening here is Yahoo is working with Apple on the phone and saying, hey, you get this push email or, you know, instant email. If a mail gets sent to your Yahoo, it immediately is on your phone, basically.
That's cool.
Very cool.
Like that.
It's like an exchange service. Very neat service. But why is it Yahoo? Why isn't Apple saying, let's make this a Mac.com email?
Because Mac.com is primarily sold to Mac users. And this totally falls into why they are now changing the name of the company.
Apple.
It is no longer Apple Computers, Inc. It's Apple Inc.
Yeah, it's just Apple Inc.
You know, .Mac is nice, but I don't have .Mac. Do you have .Mac?
Used to.
I used to have it. Well, I didn't pay for it, but I had it as an employee.
It was back when it used to be free. Yeah. I had it.
Not the .Mac numbers aren't where they're supposed to be. And honestly, Apple .Mac is kind of a nice little caveat, but it's not something you have to have. I would much rather use my Gmail account because I get a lot more storage out of it than I ever got out of my .Mac mail. The other nice features, the visual voicemail. It gives you a list of all your voicemails, and then you just pick the one you want to listen to in any particular order. That means I can skip every retarded voicemail from people calling me for
asking me
questions.
Actually, if you think about it, it's really interesting. It's very U-mail with the voicemail implementation.
Exactly.
And that feature is very cool. I will totally agree on that. I just don't. For me, okay, for instance, my palm crashed. Every 2-3 months, it completely froze up. I'd have to reset it, lose everything if I didn't have it on my computer at the time.
Right.
That's a Palm Pilot. And granted, that was 3-4 years ago. I know that everything is updated and that it's Mac. So it's going to be more fabulous than the Palm was.
Right.
But it just, I don't see myself buying it.
Now, in all the PDAs I've ever had in my entire life, there was only one that never failed me. It's my Newton. I never had problems with it. It never crashed. It never died.
It just didn't know what the hell you wrote.
No, it actually picked up my handwriting pretty quickly and pretty easily.
Decaf.
Now, is it strictly with just singular or is...
It is
they
locked to singular.
That's yeah. Okay. For the first 2 years, they say completely locked down to singular. However, the phone is a quad band GSM with edge technology, which means that it's going to do Wi-Fi. It's going to do a pretty decent wireless connection for internet. It's quad band, so it's going to be it's a world phone. It can go anywhere in the world. It will run off a SIM card. The problem I have though is it's the battery is completely encased. It's an iPod battery, so it's not user serviceable. You can't just change out the battery.
Now there's also
where's the SIM card? That's why I think it's locked in because there's not going to be an access point for it.
Yeah, I think that there's rumor that of a 3G version coming, which means it'll come compatible with UTMS. And if a 3G version comes,
you mean CDMA?
No, UTMS. That's the new standard that Singular's going to be, or AT&T now is going to be pushing. That's the uncapped broadband speed over wireless.
Oh, okay, okay.
You're worried about it breaking? That's going to prevent it.
Well, okay, stainless steel case for an iPod. Now, well, you know, you're right, but now you're adding weight. Plus, you're also maybe limiting your screen space, your touch space, because if you raise off of a touch screen, that's corners of touch screen you can't get to. But and I shouldn't say but the reason that's kind of important for this new iPhone. I like the touchscreen for one little thing. You could do motion. So like if you spread your fingers apart, you're zooming in. You pull them together, you're zooming out.
It also recognizes gestures. And there's supposed to be, there's talk of a development already for create your own gesture system to bring up items. One of the things is when the phone's not in use, it locks. To unlock the phone, you slide your finger across it. If the gesture system is like they're saying it's supposed to be, you'll be able to program in your own. Like, I can do an S on the screen and instantly get my SMS messages if I don't have the icons up.
Right.
It is a stripped-down version, and they've already... Jobs has come out and said that there will be no third-party development for it at first. You never know what's going to come out. For me, I'll gladly spend $600 on this. It will be a welcome. You'll see me gleefully, cheerily dancing my way into Singular and handing them my credit card.
Well, the problem I'm having is I can't go with Singular because I don't believe in their contractual obligations. I also don't like the fact that Singular says they own my property. They own my information, anything that touches is. That phone.
That is
Which means that if they feel they need to, they want to, they could take your phone list because all that stuff is uploadable and downloadable. Yep. They could take your phone list and call your friends and market to them. Hey, do you know Decaf? Big Daddy Decaf here has one of these phones. Are you interested in a Singular phone from... They're going to do things like that. I mean, that's where the world's going with this information and data mining.
And I will very happily let them mine all the crap they want. I don't care. I want the phone.
I'll stick with my LG.
You know, I'm looking for a new phone. Baby. I'm actually looking to go to T-Mobile myself because I'm sick and tired of Sprint. I mean, like, oh yes, good case in point today. Did you know you have to reboot your phone in order to receive your voicemail?
What?
Yeah, I was having a problem. None of my voicemails were coming in on my phone.
Yeah.
So they said, well, have you shut your phone off? I go, I never shut my phone off. Yeah. I have my work phone, and I never shut any of my phones off. Well, they said, well, you need to reboot your phone and pull the battery. Reboot the phone, pull the battery. All of a sudden, I get seven voicemails, 13 text messages that all flowed in.
What?
Your voicemail and a bunch from my wife and some text messages.
Oh, you weren't ignoring me? Sweet.
Yeah, I wasn't ignoring you. I just
she was a little upset. Is he ignoring me? Does he not like me?
Oh, Jesus. I want to see your tits, too. How could this be?
Well, no, because, like, for instance, with
he's,
Verizon...
He's an asshole. Not that big of an asshole.
With Verizon, I have to...
Thank you.
I have to reprogram my phone once every 6 months.
Wow.
I've never had any problem with T-Mobile.
Well, here, let's do in the business what we call a teaser, because I know we're about to go to a break. Stay tuned, and after the break, I will tell you how to get out of your Singular contract. and not have to pay the early termination fees.
Nice.
Very nice. I think a lot of people would like that.
Yeah, come back after the break for that. That'll be an interesting one.
All right, so what we're going to do then, since we are going to go ahead and take a break, will someone say what we're listening to?
Spankwagon Radio.
And we'll be back in just a moment. Enjoy some new music I picked up. It's Mashups.
Nice.
Y'all them skill or chip. Stand up all. Come and give it up. Come and give it up. Come and give it up to our girls. 5 million and 40 naughty shorty. Baby girl, all my girls, all my girls. Stand up all set. Well, I'm on the way to time. All I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature to shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. The girl them broke up on the floor. From you don't wanna work this performer. From you don't wanna man where can't turn you one. Girl make a see when them a find ya. Can't talk for the long na. Eat no yam, no steam fish, no green banana. But down in Jamaica we give it to your hand like a sauna. Well, I'm on the way the time. All I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature to shelter you from the storm. Hold on, and girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Pump expose and girl,
you got the chest out, but you know we are south, cause girl, you're impressed out. And if it is out of me, if it is out, cause I got the remedy for make you these chest up. We have a flat if you come, God bless out. And girl, if you want it, you have to confess out. And a life where we need set speed, if it is the much out. Well, woman, the way this time, fool, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be. Now this year, jump it in a bitch and flavor show. Time for a Mac, baby, now this a bar like you again, shady, yo. Woman, don't blame me now, cause I'm a friend, son, fuck, not greedy, yo. My loving is the way to go, my loving is the way to go. And woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactic to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. When they roll with a player like me, with a brother like me, girl, there is no other. No need to talk it right here, just park it right here, keep it on the cover. Come and look for your fits and your blouse and your pants and your jeans, I'ma wear this cover. Everything about you, baby girl, can you hear when me up top? Well, come on, the way that time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be.
Ja broke. No, no, this can't be right. I know the times is tight. I've only just been paid 3 weeks, but they still have seen right.
No. It's a rich man's world.
More money, more cash, more hoes. 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 Hey, more money, more cash, more hoes. Cash, more hoes, more money, more cash, more hoes. Hey,
I try to phone a friend, my credit's in the red. I try to skip the fair, TK inspectors there. No, no, this can't be right. I live an honest life. It seems like sometimes you don't cross the line, but don't care.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. It's the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Excellent.
For those of you in the chat room who are asking, or for those of you who weren't asking, the music that was just played, there are three songs off of the Best of Booty 2006 mashup compilation. Just probably Google Best of Booty in 2006 and you'll be able to find it. Can we just say booty? Booty.
Booty.
Come on, Ginger, say booty.
Booty.
Nice.
Booty, booty, ho!
Hey, Murphy. Shazad wants to know, overall, how do you like the 8125?
You know, I like the 8125. It's been a workhorse for me. The 8525 I would like, but I'm not spending the $500 for it. By the way, those of you that are thinking about getting a smartphone but don't want to, that don't want the iPhone, you can get the 8125 right now on Amazon. I think for $50.
The fuck is an 8125?
That's my phone. The Singular 8125. Oh, okay. This behemoth. Yeah, $50, and I paid $300 for it. Also, you can get the Q for I think $10.
And those, what?
These do require contracts, but Amazon.com, I think it's called Wi-Fly or whatever the name of their thing is. But Amazon does have some really interesting deals. You do have to sign contracts, but if you're looking to get new service, it's definitely a way to go. One of our friends was going to buy my phone if I got an iPhone, and I was going to sell it to him for $150. Then he calls me back and says, "Hey, man, I'm not going to buy that. I just found that I can get it for $50."
Yeah. Right.
So before the break, you said how to get out of a Singular contract.
How to get out of your Singular contract.
This is personal to me because Clizzle in the chat room has a Singular phone and it sucks shit. So I'm going to see if we can get out of his contract.
Well, you know what? I actually will tell you how to do that right after I tell you about a show that's coming on Lifetime.
Look at that. Oh, my God. It's like I'm watching the Fox News.
Yeah, that's what I was going to.
For those of you that are home right now, at 9 p.m. on the Lifetime channel, there's a movie coming on tonight that I think we all need to watch. It's called Cyber Seduction, starring Kelly Lynch.
What? Okay.
Wait. Let me... there is a preview here. Trench, do you have my audio up?
I do now.
Okay, here we go. Bring it down. Listen to this.
Justin, what are you doing? He's looking at naked girls on his computer. You have got to monitor his computer.
It's garbage, Justin, and I don't want it in my house.
My marriage was destroyed because of internet porn.
Is this talking about my wife?
A family torn apart.
Justin, you're addicted. You can't stop.
I can't.
In a Lifetime original movie, Cyber Seduction.
Yes, that's right.
Wow.
Cyber seduction.
That's awesome.
Internet porn ruins the family.
Wow. Let me read you guys the promo piece. This is great. In just a few mouse clicks, good-natured student and athlete Justin Peterson went from your average hormonally charged teen to an internet porn addict. He puts his future and his family into total turmoil by letting his curiosity turn into obsession. This is an important topic because online porn addiction affects all ages, says Cyber Production exec. Whatever. They've actually made a movie about kids being addicted to porn. I hate to tell you, folks, if it's not on the computer, they're raiding dad's stash. Dude, if they're not raiding dad's stash, they've got the fucking Sears catalog.
Honestly, kids these days are addicted to a lot worse things than fucking cyber porn. Like just recently here in freaking Las Vegas, at one of our preppy high schools, Green Valley High, some of these sports athletes, some baseball players and football players, got busted for black tar heroin.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly. Look, and we got a soundbite from one of the moms. She's like, "I don't know where these kids get this kind of stuff. I mean, they're all supposed to be these nice grown-up kids." Yeah, bullshit. They got out of mom and daddy's sock drawer.
Exactly. You know, you learn somewhere. Nice, guys.
Yeah.
Basically, I don't know. I found the retraction to the Lifetime movie.
Bastard, you beat me to it. Really, look, really it's sitting here on my screen.
More porn.
So I don't have to wait
for porn.
What? There's always some new site
for porn.
I browse all day and night
for porn.
It's like I'm surfing at the speed of light
for porn.
Trekkie.
The internet is for porn.
Trekkie.
You bought your kids a computer so they could do their homework.
Why you think the
guess
Met
what
was born? Porn.
Trekkie.
You know, to be completely honest, if someone actually is so addicted to porn that it ruins their life, what is wrong with their life to begin with? Seriously.
Well, look at Murphy's life.
No.
I'll admit, I'm an internet porn addict.
I'm addicted to internet porn. I mean, raise your hand in this room if you're addicted to porn. Every single person.
Bullshit.
Bullshit.
I'm not addicted.
What are you? Are you a slave to it?
I'm a born again porn addict.
I was expecting
him to say. I turned it off for a week and I couldn't do it.
I can expect him to say, I can give it up anytime I want. I just don't want to.
Shazad in the chat room is like, you, Dad. I learned it by watching you.
Oh, nice.
I walked in on my parents and I went, I got to get a camera. No.
What, was little Timmy on the line?
Ooh. Yeah, really.
I get mad when Skinamax doesn't have good porn on. Okay?
Oh, please.
All right, so wait. So we're talking about, we've got porn here. Yeah. What is your fetish? What do you like, Trench?
Can we come back to me?
Okay. Chief, what's your kind of porn?
Oh, wow. I don't know. You could just ask my wife. I tend towards the kind of fetish, latex, leather, goth kind of okay.
Wow.
Tattoo.
Color me surprised.
Decaf other than white women?
Bukkake! Bukkake in the morning, bukkake in the night, bukkake!
Who doesn't like a good bukkake video? Goddamn. Ginger, what do you like?
Go back to Trench.
Trench? By the way, call in and let us know your favorite porn fetish.
1-866-587-6257.
I want to hear from the listeners
one. Yeah, we want listeners calling because we haven't had anybody call in a while just to chat with us. My favorite porn, I got to admit, I have about two extremes that I like, or three maybe. Not extremes, like, you know, latex boy over
oh,
here.
Oh, come on.
I don't get off on watching people. I don't get off on watching people dress up in garbage bags and shit.
Speaking of which, you can always go to www.hornymanatee.com.
Okay, all right.
Or you can go to www.myspace.com/luckybetties.
There
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, that's some spank material.
That's so going to be, yeah.
I like good MILF porn.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not fake boobs, but good MILF porn. I like smart chicks. Like, if they...
Like the librarians.
Bookworm bitches.
Yeah, bookworm bitches is a really bookworm good site.
That is an awesome fucking site.
Well, that's because you're surrounded by them all day. You're probably whacking off in your office like, there goes one.
I love the bookworm bitches, basically. I like mm-hmm. the good MILF porn.
Did you go to the library often?
Yes. But I also like just... I like thick chicks. Not fat, but thick chicks.
Yeah, I like the thick chicks,
I'm
too.
I'm a big soft porn fan.
Why soft core?
Because
soft
I fucking core? Hate... Okay.
All right.
Vivid Video right. needs to stop with the cooch shots that are the entire screen. I don't want to see that.
Looks like a sunset. It's beautiful.
I can go and look in the mirror. That's retarded.
That's hot.
There's
that is,
nothing
that is,
hot
that is
about
hot.
That.
That's hot. I can see her now squatting over a mirror going... It's just not attractive.
And don't forget, yeah, we not just chat room people. We love to hear you on the
call
phone.
Call them in. Call it
Come
in.
Come on. Say it out loud. Be proud. Clizzo says in the chat room he likes older, 40,
Ooh.
Somewhere around.
Japanimation
so.
Is pretty fucking sweet.
I can't get into
it. I need skin. I need flesh. Yeah. I need
Japanimation's
big titties.
Just an interesting
I'm gonna
spin
have to,
on
I'm
it.
I'm going to have to agree with Trencher, though, on the good MILF porn.
Yeah, that's good MILF porn.
MILF porn. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The
oral
school teacher. Yeah, my favorite teacher. What is that?
Naughty
teacher?
America.
Yeah, Naughty America.
Naughty
God,
America.
Damn, that shit is awesome.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, you see these teachers getting busted for, like, blowing off their 15-year-old students. How come we never had hot teachers like that who wanted to suck us off?
Oh,
yeah,
no wait. Whoa. We did.
What?
We were ugly.
Oh, yeah. Damn
we
it.
We were too ugly.
Damn it.
Gotta point this out, folks.
Dude, you know what? Lately, seriously, my thing is anal. Just what? Fucking ass fucking, like raw.
Really, ass fucking?
Like the really,
what?
Like pounding ass fucking.
What did you just say?
Anal. Oh, God,
He's
I love
into anal.
Anal.
He loves
I love
to be
anal.
Anal.
Murphy
love.
Likes it in the
you
ass.
Know what?
That's what he said.
I don't understand anal. I don't get it. I don't.
Well,
is it because
we could
it's
give it.
Such.
Yeah.
Is it no. because it's such a tainted area? That's funny because right under the taint. But
no, it's tighter. And according to
but
some women, it's a different kind of
already.
Orgasm.
Yeah.
Oh, no. then you just go to both. And then if she's a good egg, you go ass to mouth. Oh. But,
so
yeah. To quote the film, you never go ass to mouth.
You always go ass to mouth.
So, Ginger.
What?
You saying that 15 guys coming on a plate and a girl licking it off is not?
That's not
on a plate. No, yeah, in a margarita glass.
That wouldn't turn me on.
With, you know,
with
I don't
salt around the edge.
For those of you out there that do, I was just trying to find this girl's name. For those of you out there
oh
that like,
God, it's
that
the
like,
bad porn files.
That like thicker girls, Brandy Taylor. That's T A L O R E. She's a She's a thick she's girl, nice. And she's got some big
let me
old
see,
titties.
See. You got a picture?
Oh,
I got a bunch of stuff over here.
You know, and that's
I can't send you a link, unfortunately.
She is probably one of the best fucking porn internet porn.
Yeah, she's
well. There's
she's
a few of them.
Hot.
It's
she's
like
hot.
it's like Bang Brothers introduced like this group of five, and you see this group of five in every fucking porn film.
Have you seen the Heather Deep Throat?
Oh, idthroat.com?
Yeah.
Dude, I was on that site before her parents found it. Then her parents found it, and the site shut down for like a year and a half.
Oh, shit.
Then she needed the money and brought it back. Oh, it was fantastic.
That site is awesome.
Oh, I love that site. Wifey's World, I'm a big fan of.
I never, you know what? I don't like Wifey's World. I just don't like it.
Why?
Really? Why not?
You know what? I don't find her attractive. There's something about her that just bugs me.
Who?
Wifey's World. It's this blonde.
Wifey's.
I used to steal my old roommate's porns and watch them when they were gone. It was like the Vivid. What's the redheaded chick? Vivid. Rachel?
Yeah.
Raquel?
Raquel, yeah.
Raquel, I don't know.
I liked hers. That was kind of nifty. I like when there's like 15
Tiffany Towers
stories.
Okay, Toodle Nugget says, of course, he likes anything you put in front of him. He says, I've seen everything at least five times. You buy a porno video. How many times can you watch through it, Murph?
I never watched it the whole way through. I just fast-forwarded the parts.
Exactly.
You know, Toodle sent me something the other day, and he brought this up in
Toodles
the chat room.
Toodles put some gross shit in the
let me see.
In the
there it is.
I saw some of that.
I was about to throw up
let
the
me
shit
see.
He put in the forum.
Let me see if
Toodles,
this has audio
Toodle
to
Nuggets,
it.
The next time you do any posting and it's like that, please put not safe for life. not safe for work, not safe for humans.
Do you have my
humans.
Audio up?
Not safe for
yeah, I do.
Life.
We're going to be doing a pillow request. And it turns out that someone, I think his name is Pussy Stretcher Flo, for Florin, or something like that, requested that you, in particular, have two speculums inserted into you, one in your ass, and one in your pussy,
ow.
And then from there,
she
he'd like
looks
me to
so uncomfortable.
And when
I
filled up your holes, he'd also like you to piss it out from your ass and your pussy. Into her
now listen
gaping,
to the
lovely open mouth.
Ew, ew.
What? It's piss. Yeah. Now listen to the sound.
That's about it.
Pause this.
I don't want to hear the sound.
Wait. Pause this.
Yes. The girl is laying on her back. Her legs are thrown up over her head. She has a speculum in her ass and a speculum in her
play
cunt.
It.
And
play
the guy.
It.
Oh
play
yeah. I will.
It.
I will.
Play
I will. The guy has requested that the cameraman piss into her ass and piss into her vagina. They
sweet.
Take the speculums out. Then she kind of tilt her body up and squirt all the piss into another girl's mouth.
Sweet.
Now wait, you've got the sound though of her body filling up with this guy's piss is fucking dude. It is like a Foley
you
guy.
You get off on this.
No,
that
no.
Is
why?
So gross.
Let
what
me tell you why.
With you?
There is a Foley
well,
guy out
the
there somewhere
one.
Who's clipping the audio out of this to use it for so many different effects. Hell yeah,
dude.
All right, listen.
I can't get off on that kind of porn, man.
You're gonna fill up, right? That hole is gonna get filled up. You're gonna open your mouth.
Is he Canadian?
You're lie down right
yes.
there. She's moving in a fucking squat. Dump it into your face.
Celine Dion.
Sound like fun?
I'm like mine.
Yeah, okay.
I want to touch.
Here we go.
Don't fuck it up.
All right, here we go. Listen to this.
Let's see. I'm gonna start right.
God, the face is across the table.
Oh.
Sounds like the sparkless water.
Yeah.
Sounds like the sparkless water.
Oh God!
Did he have to shake it?
Now he's pissing into the girl's mouth.
Oh
and
God!
She spit it out. She so spit that out.
Okay, now here's what you gotta do. Get your face a little closer to her ass. Nice and close.
Why?
Don't bend on me.
What did she just say?
I want you to take
the girl's putting too much weight on her.
Slowly, let him out. Okay, try and keep that in that pretty little ass. Okay, keep it in there. No, don't let any of it out. You take that out of her puss too. Nice, move your hand. Okay, now get your face over here. Don't move.
Bird hit
why do I hear dripping?
Yeah, she's blowing bubbles in her ass with the piss.
Drink it up, you little fucking whore.
Bert just hit the mute button, by the way.
I don't blame him.
Dude, you guys made my wife throw up in her mouth a little.
Nice. Okay, now hang on.
What the hell?
Hang on a sec. Now don't move. Nobody move.
Give me a towel, Murphy.
Okay, here's what I want you to do.
I'm glad I can't see this.
No. She's going to do a complete flip, okay?
Oh, my God. You know.
I want you to get your fucking
All right. Enough of this.
Okay, yeah, so
here's the thing.
Is never having sex again.
Well,
oh,
no.
That's not true.
No.
But it made that much more of a no.
She just apologized to her toilet seat, okay, with that kind of shit. That's disgusting. That's not even porn.
Okay, no, that's
and
not
that's
sexy,
the thing. Like, people who like this fecophilia stuff, I mean, is that really a sexual like preference?
There are people
or is this
out there
like
that
a
will
deviant?
Say yes. No, there are people out there that will
guys
say...
Guys ask me if, yeah.
If
no.
You'll piss her shit on them?
Yeah.
That's...
you know, I can, laugh at them.
I really can't see that as a sexual preference. For some reason, that's deviant to me. I don't know. I
can understand any fetish except for those. So. You know, I understand the guys...
Even, you understand the hermaphrodite
shit. Yeah, I tranny porn even I can understand. But it's like... just the pissing and the shitting. No, I can't get into that. That's not me. Now, that doesn't mean I won't sit there and watch it just for the sheer, comedy.
Right. And I agree to an extent. Yeah. The last time I saw something as bad as that is when I saw some 15-year-old get two fists put in her vagina.
Yeah.
And the girl kept screaming, she's like, you're stretching my cervix. And then they took it out. But that was, that's just.
You're watching 15-year-olds?
So
no, my old tattoo parlor I'd go hang out because it was a friend of mine. And he'd show me all this stuff to try to gross me out. And it grosses me out to an extent. But it's like, thanks, really. What?
How does a guy approach you with that question?
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
like
you're having a candlelight dinner and shit,
Had
the music playing. Hey, you know what? Can you take a shit on me?
Well, wait a minute.
Dump it in the mouth.
If you remember, when we had Lady Ice Queen on here, she actually talked about that, how some people, what they want is someone just to piss on them. They wanted her to piss on him, and that made his day, and he went. He left. He's gone. It's a sexual deviant. It's not.
I want to hear how you got approached on this.
Yeah, let's hear this.
I want to hear how a guy approached.
It's been asked twice.
Okay,
actually.
Both times.
And once it was on the phone with someone that I was seeing that I kind of was off the seeing path from, and he was like, "Yeah, don't you want to just come over and have some golden shower time?" I was like, "What?"
Yeah, if the relationship wasn't ending already,
I said, "Yeah, no." And then the other time. He's like, what, you don't like that? Come on. And then the minute I said no, everything got turned around. So,
someone wrote a book, some prostitute wrote a book. Apparently, Sylvester Stallone likes to lay underneath a glass coffee table and watch girls shit on it.
Yeah, I heard about it.
Weird.
What? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Richard Gere likes a freaking hamster up his ass.
It was a gerbil. Get it right.
Okay, sorry, gerbil. You know, like the hamster.
We do have a hamster.
I don't
too.
Understand why you want I just don't get it.
It's, you know...
But I do have a Japanimation porn that I bought because, okay, when I go buy porn at Fry's, it's like 11 o'clock at night when they're about to close. And then I get all the goddamn guys around me trying to see what I'm buying. So it freaks me out. So I'll just grab it and leave because I don't want them over my shoulder because half the time they're right here looking at me, which is right over my shoulder. And it was a Japanimation porn with the defecation.
Ugh.
And it was shots that were drawings.
Oh, proper defecation.
From underneath. It just, I can't, no, it's not me.
Fucking Makai are all the
same.
Yeah.
I mean, I get a little freaky, but that's a little
okay,
not
growing up, we had this Jap animation video called Uratsugodoshi.
Oh, yeah.
Legend,
yes,
Legend of the Overfiend.
And I mean,
oh, my.
I guess this was early Japanese animation porn. I mean, this shit was done the late 80s, early 90s, probably.
It has
and
to be the...
It was just wrong because you had, like, guys with, like, 12, 11-foot cocks, and they were, like, exploding girls by cutting inside of them.
Yeah,
and...
no, that... I don't get into that.
My favorite, personal favorite, was the beginning of the second one, the German raping machine.
German goo girls.
They do have a lot of raping ones.
Yes. Yeah. Well, That's an ultimate of repressed sexual culture right there in Japan.
You bomb a country and look what happens.
They really,
like to rape their 15-year-old schoolgirls.
You know, you kind of wonder how close
and
we are getting to
tiny
that.
Tiny TVs. Okay, so I promised it, and now I'm going to deliver. Guys.
There it is.
All that, and then we're about ready to go to break.
And we'll be back after this commercial break.
We'll be back.
This is how You get out of your singular contract.
How do you segue from I like watching porn people shit mouths?
And then you go
and you're like, so by the way, back to this Verizon contract thing, you know?
Spankwagon Radio. We are ADD.
Urination, defecation, ADD. And your singular bill.
I did promise this.
Put that at the chat room.
Okay.
That should be another banner.
Yeah, that'll be
another
banner. Urination, defecation.
With a picture of that poor cellular girl's bill. Ass.
Oh.
That's sweet.
All right, so here's the deal. There is a neat little thing inside of contracts that say if major changes to contracts, to cellular contracts are made, you have a certain amount of time to dispute it and to get out of your contract. This has happened with Sprint, with their messaging rates. We've had it happen with Singular because of some other rates. Now something really has changed. There was a notice that was sent out last month. It should be in your January bill, actually. It should be there. Notice of Dispute Resolution Agreement and Contract. We are pleased to advise you that Singular has revised the arbitration clause in our standard wireless service agreement to make it even better for consumers. The revised arbitration clause can be found at singular.com/ dispute resolution. Hold on. This revision is effective immediately. What this is it now removes your ability to participate on an individual basis in class action arbitration and class action suits. This is a big deal. So here's what you do. Call Singular Customer Service. It's 1-888-SINGULAR. And you get to the rep eventually, and you say, can I ask you a question? They'll say, yes. Refer to this. And I'll put the link on the form so you guys can see it. Say, does this arbitration clause apply to me? And here's the actual clause. Dispute resolution by binding arbitration. Please read this carefully. It affects your rights. Any arbitration under this agreement will take place on an individual basis. Class arbitrations and class actions are not permitted. They're going to say, yes, this applies to you. They'll say, now I was reading this in Section 7 of the CTIA policy on your website, and it says, provide customers with the right to terminate services for changes to contract terms. Carriers will not modify the material terms of the subscriber's contracts in a manner that is materially adverse to subscribers without providing a reasonable advance notice of a proposed modification, allowing subscribers a time period of not less than 14 days to cancel their contracts with no early termination fees. What that means is if they make a big change to your contract, you can get out within 14 days. Now, this is where you have to say to the rep, basically, losing my ability to be part of the class action lawsuit removes a legal right, therefore preventing me from being part of a class action adverse effect. My bill says the revision is effective immediately. I was not provided the 14-day or greater period of time before this modification goes into effect. Therefore, the CTIA policy permits me to terminate service without an ETF due to the implementation of the charges. Now,
in English,
basically, you didn't give me the 14 days. You're in violation of the contract. I want out, and I don't want to pay the ETF. Now, you have to be polite during this, though, because if you piss them off and say something that offends them, they can hang up, and then you lose. The rep is going to argue. They're going to say that the arbitration change is not materially adverse. Then you have to cite something. United States Court of Appeals in the case of Cunningham versus Fleetwood Homes cited. You've got
okay. So why don't we save this for the forum?
Yeah, I'll put this all on here. Now you are going to have to fight for this. This is not something they're going to give
you. They're
not going to
roll over.
Now you can either cancel the contract or you can get put on a month-to-month basis.
Nice.
There are rate codes for the month-to-month basis in this too that allow you the 1,000 rollover minutes for $40 a month. That doesn't include night and weekends, but there is a code in here for that. Give you the 200 bonus minutes, and there's a 10-15% discount you can get on your service.
Okay. So again, basically, you're going to put this. Please put this up in the forum because
I'm putting it up
right
now.
What this is going to do for users is give a back out, and this is for which provider?
This is for Singular.
So back out for Singular.
Now keep an eye on. This is from the consumers. Keep an eye on the consumers, guys, because they put stuff like this up all the time. I'm putting this in the everything Spankwagon section. That way, everybody gets to see it. If you,
wouldn't that be under tech?
No, I'm going to put it under everything Spankwagon. So all right, fine, screw you. I'll put it under tech and geek things. But yeah, keep it. If you are a Singular customer, this will allow you to get out. Now, this will also allow guys like me that are chomping at the bit for an iPhone but are still locked into another year of the contract right. Because you have to sign a 2-year. If you get this and go to month-to-month in July, bam, you can sign a brand new 2-year contract with Singular/AT&T, which is, they're going to be known as AT&T after next week anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This will allow you to get on and get a new phone at a cheap price. So, and there are comments in this, people that have had problems with it, people that have been able to get through it. You are going to have to make multiple phone calls, but if you want it bad enough, here's your way out. So there you go, guys. I promised you, and there it is.
All right, and on that note, we're going to go ahead and take a break. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio, baby.
And we'll be right back.
Yeah.
There's a hole in my pocket, my pocket, my pocket. There's a hole in my pocket, my pocket, my pocket. There's a hole in my pocket, my pocket, my pocket. There's a hole in my pocket.
Yeah, money, cash, yeah, money, cash, yeah, money, cash, money, cash, money, cash.
More money, more cash, more hoes. What? More money, more cash, more hoes. 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 More money, more cash, more hoes.
Best things in life are free.
Cash machine.
You can give them to the birds and bees.
Cash machine.
Money.
Tiki home, a message on the screen says don't make plans, you're broke. No, no, this can't be right. I know the times is tight. I've only just been paid 3 weeks, but that's still I've seen right. No.
It's a rich man's world.
More money, more cash, more hoes. More money, more cash, more hoes. Cash more hoes, more money, more cash, more hoes. 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 More money, more cash, more hoes.
I try to phone a friend, my credit's in the red. I try to skip the fare, to keep inspectors there. No, no, this can't be right. I live an honest life. It seems like sometimes you don't cross the line, look, don't care. Cash machine.
tonight and still you do not recognize my voice.
Take me in your arms.
Are they thongs?
Yeah, Ginger got very nice underwear. I'm like, God, yes.
That's what you two were doing in the bathroom.
So you got a little thong song happening there? Here, let me throw myself right under the bus. So I went to Target last night because I had to buy a new tie. Right. And the only tie I had left that they hadn't seen was a new one, or was the one that was my wife calls my Republican disguise. So
it's a red power tie, isn't it?
It's a red and black striped power tie.
Nice.
That I wear with a white shirt and black pants. It's fantastic. Nice. So I'm at Target, and I'm just cruising through looking for undershirts, and I see a pack of men's thongs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I bought them.
Bag what?
I bought the banana hammocks.
My men thongs.
Dude, I did.
No, that's gear to sleep.
Wait. Let's ask a question. Wait, guys, let's ask this question. Ginger, dude over your house drops trowel, gets ready. He's wearing a man thong.
I will fucking laugh my ass off.
There you go.
Because the only men that get away with wearing those are the male models that I work with who are all pretty
gay. Yeah.
Yeah, so to top it, I went upstairs really quickly and I took off everything and I put on the most outrageously printed one. It's gray with these white or gray with black marks on them. I
can't
really
say.
At what
point did you think this was a good idea?
Oh, no, because it's for the comedy, for the pure comedy of the situation. So I call down, honey, come up here. I got something I want to show you. She comes up there and I'm posed standing there. When she comes in, I'm standing like this. I'm like, with the man thong. And
that's awesome. Oh.
Freaking
she laughed at you, didn't she?
Oh, she died laughing.
Dude, that's awesome.
And she said, that is the gayest thing I've ever seen.
Oh.
Duh.
Wow.
It was fantastical. All right, so it is news time. Do we have news music, or do you want to say fuck the news music?
Nah, do the news music.
And from the Spankwagon News Desk, SEO files to amend claims in the IBM case again. SEO filed a motion to allow it to change its claims against IBM. Again, a brief recap. In December of 2005, SEO was supposed to finally list all claims against IBM. This was the final disclosure in May. SEO filed its experts' reports to the court, which discussed subjects beyond those in the final disclosure. Naturally, IBM objected and wanted to remove certain allegations. Judge Wells ruled to the bench granted IBM's motion. SEO experts cannot discuss subjects who are not in the final disclosure. Okay. So now SEO wants to amend the December and disclose other
shut the fuck up
allegations.
Just shut up. Okay, for those of you guys who don't know, SEO is claiming that some part of their Unix code made it into Linux illegally and shouldn't be there. Since they attempted to sue everybody and their uncle, people fall back. SEO is pussed out, and they're pussing out even more. Enough said. I think the SEO claim, it's crap.
It's total bullshit.
They know it's crap. They know they don't have much of a leg to stand on. If there is code in there, the minute they said, we're not telling you which code it is, was the stupidest move. They didn't give anybody a chance to go, oh, that was yours? Oh, let's get that out of there. So they didn't give people a chance to fix it. All they wanted to do was immediately attempt to sue them.
They've openly said the only way the company is going to survive is if they win these lawsuits. If they lose the lawsuits, they're going to die a slow and painful death.
No, they're
going
to die a quick and painful death. They got legal fees now on top of the
They'll file for bankruptcy and they'll be restructuring, and it's going to be slow and painful.
All right, well.
Slow and painful. What do you got, Trench?
I was waiting for you to go on with more stuff.
Oh, okay. So. Scientists may have actually found the Sojourner rover. NASA's new Mars reconnaissance orbiter may have spotted the tiny toaster oven-sized Sojourner rover, the one they thought they lost. Sojourner rover.
Okay. Just want to make sure, because I wasn't hearing what I thought I was hearing.
And it may be just a few meters away from its original companion, the Pathfinder lander. It appears to have crawled there in an attempt to reestablish contact with the lander after the lander had already died. The pictures aren't clear enough to definitively ID the rover, but it's possible that it simply took off on its own. And if it were miraculously still alive after 10 years, it could be 3 kilometers away from Pathfinder, and probably impossible to find even with the MRO. But the fact that they may have spotted it on this entire planet is actually pretty goddamn cool.
Pretty damn cool, you know. That's a little itty-bitty, teeny-weeny thing to find, you know, size of a toaster on Mars. But you got to admit, they've had really piss poor success with getting shit to work on Mars. And then they had the two rovers that are still going strong. They had, oh yeah, this 90 days, all they'll last.
Oh, those things are going strong.
And those things are like a year and a half later, and they're still working without a problem.
The guys they originally contracted to make the software for it, they had to go through and say, we need upgrades. These things are still alive. What are we going to do?
Murph, you're getting bitch slapped in the chat room. Vert points out, oh, and now a recap of Slashdot. Where'd you get your news today, Murph?
I got that one off of Slashdot.
Lame.
Hey, you know what? Not everybody reads Slashdot every day.
That's true. Apparently Vert does. So, all right. What are you guys doing? Because all three of you are on
they're
computer.
They're trying to figure out how to use...
I'm being a girl.
Wow. Go to spankwagon.net, click on the cam and chat. There you
That's
go.
That's what we're trying to do is get there. In the chat room.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. Well, how about this? PayPal doesn't want slain soldiers' family to receive any money.
What?
Yeah. Deadspin came together and started a fund for a slain Iraqi soldier. His name's Adam Knox. They set up a PayPal account for him. They were all ready to go, and now PayPal is fucking them.
Why?
They apparently didn't initially set it up as a nonprofit organization because Deadspin isn't a nonprofit organization. They didn't set it up as something charitable. So what PayPal has done now has locked the money for 180 days, and in 180 days, the money will be diverted to the original bank account listed on the account.
So what does this mean?
The money's all going to go back into the personal bank account of the guy from Deadspin. PayPal is refusing to cash out the money so these guys can send the people that have donated this. Uh-huh. They're refusing to cash out this check to send the family of Adam Knox the
check.
So why
can't Deadspin just take that money and write the check himself?
They can't touch it because they tried to take the money out and PayPal locked the account and suspended it for 180 days.
But why? Okay, if they're returning that money back to Deadspin or whatever this is, why can't Deadspin then take the money and send it to the family?
They can. In 180 days.
Okay. So the whole point here is the 180 days.
Yeah, and they were trying to use some of that money to pay some of the costs that the family has now.
Right.
And it's kind of fucked up. For those of you that want to say something, a good phone number to call is 402-935-2050. That is the number for PayPal's customer service. This is just, it's kind of fucked up that PayPal will not let these guys cash out, get a check for the money that's been donated, and send to this soldier's family.
Because, well, okay, first off, they filled it out wrong.
Actually, when you set this up, there is nothing that you'd click in order to set it as a charity.
So there's no way to set a charity.
No, you have to call PayPal and have a special thing made. No one ever thought to do that. I mean, yeah, that is a mistake. But these guys just want to do something for a soldier's family, and PayPal is refusing to help out with this.
Well, I guess kind of more fun with PayPal because, you know, they already screw up a lot of people's accounts. They don't claim that money exists even though it does, things like that. So, it's just another thing. Chazad points out in the chat room, PayPal did this shit after Hurricane Katrina. So we even had precedent set for a national disaster.
Yep.
PayPal did that to people.
PayPal, you know, I've had a lot of problems with PayPal in the past, and they're just a couple of fuckos.
You know, I'm glad that you guys started talking about this because I haven't had any problems with them. But then again, I haven't used them in a couple years because I haven't been buying off eBay. And I was getting ready to use them for my website for the calendars.
Yeah, there's other systems out there. PayPal just happens to be the eBay partner.
Well, and
owned
my site builder has it as a dummy button. You just point and click, and you load it up right there. Yep. So it's hello.
Well, apparently, if you're doing a nonprofit organization, you'd be all right. But
if you're doing a profit for-profit organization, you're fine.
Right, but if they're having problems saying that money's not there, is that just when it's a benefit situation, or is that across the board?
I think it's every once in a while if PayPal sees something they think is suspicious, and Chazad's pointing out in the chat room that happened with something awful. If they consider it to be suspicious, they lock it down. I think what it comes down to, if it looks like something they can't get a cut out of, they lock it down.
Yeah, and by the way, Vert points out that, you know, of the Hurricane Katrina PayPal accounts, for every 100 that were, you know, for every 100 that were made, 5 were legit. So, you know, good point there that there's a lot of fraud. You know, and PayPal has to be careful because they are the banking transaction, you know, provider. So they could get in deep shit too, you know, fraud and theft.
They can,
stuff
but
like
it with a little bit of research, and the guys from Deadspin went really crazy trying to talk to them, discussed with a couple of people. I mean,
sometimes you got to be lenient. Sometimes you just got to say, okay,
exactly,
you know, it's a good cause, and guys legit. You know, just let them go.
Yeah, it kind of sucks when companies like that. They have to get defensive, but in certain situations where it's very well explained and it's really obvious that it's not a scam, that they won't make any changes for it. Right. So,
all right, moving on to different news. Actually, it's still kind of money. Representative Jack Kingston, a Republican, Georgia, made headlines last month after complaining about Congress's new schedule that requires members to work 5 days a week. Hold on, this is really going to get good here in a minute.
All right.
He says keeping us up here eats away at families, who typically Jack Johnson typically flies home on Thursdays and returns on Tuesdays. He states that marriages will suffer. The Democrats could care less about families. That's what he said. Okay.
Wow.
So in other words, he was told, hey, you know what? Work a 5 day week. He's saying, well, wait a minute now. This eats away at families. This eats away at your quality time. Well, last night he says that, he was giving some advice to Americans who live in poverty. He told them, you guys need to work longer hours.
Uh-huh.
Dick.
Wow.
Yeah, longer work hours. During House debate over the minimum wage, Kingston said raising minimum wage would do nothing for poor Americans. Instead, if people marry and work longer hours, they would be out of poverty.
like what, 80 hours a week?
Well,
I guess,
yeah. Well, here's the thing. Annual salary for full-time workers earning the federal minimum wage, the families would still, like a family of three, would still be short about $6,000 from the poverty line. Jeez. So even if you did work all the hours you could, got paid the current minimum wage, you still only make $6,000 shy of...
Well, most employers out there won't give a person 40 hours a week.
No, they won't. You know, that's insurance. That's benefits then. Yeah.
So you go from poverty to low middle wage.
No, not even middle wage.
You're
$6,000 shy of... If somebody could look it up on the computer, what is the current poverty line? There's a salary rate and then minus 6,000, and that's where you'd be 40 hours a week, you know, full weeks, full for all year. He also said here, if Democrat Party truly wanted to take on poverty, they would have to say what is the relationship between marriage and the poverty level and between hours of worked and the poverty level. Because the truth of the matter is, if people in poverty, many of them would marry and work 40 hours a week, they would be out of poverty. It is not something I have the knowledge of or the information of, key line, but it is an economic fact that I hope we could have committee hearings on and discuss this. If we want to attack poverty, that's where we need to go. With that, I yield back the balance of my time. He's on the floor.
What state is he from?
This is Georgia.
Georgia.
All
right. Just go to Atlanta.
From January 24th, 2006, a family of three, the poverty line would be $16,600 a year.
So,
however, it's different in Alaska or Hawaii. In Alaska, the poverty line for family three is like $20,000. In Hawaii, it's $19,000.
Yeah. So there you go. I mean, you're still $6,000 short of that poverty line full time. What he basically was saying, hey, guys, get married and get your tax credits, which aren't really all that much for tax credits. You're not going to make much money. And he says, oh, yeah, work more hours.
Yeah.
This is the same guy who last month said, hey, guys, this is shitty that I have to work 5 days a week. You're taking away my family time and my golf tee times.
Flat tax.
This is your Republican Congress, ladies and gentlemen. Kind of inconsistent and kind of an asshole.
Yeah.
Come on. We all know that Republicans just go for rich people. They try to support rich.
No,
they try to support CEOs. They try to support and give tax breaks to
rich
people.
Are you actually going to try and debate this?
Yeah.
The Republican Party is based on furthering the wealth of the top 1% of the country.
Trickle-down economics was the best thing ever created.
Somebody slap him.
The Republicans are more for smaller government control. That part I can respect.
They
all
the butter
true Republicans.
Money.
Not the Republicans that were we had the last session of Congress and the Senate.
No.
Not the last 6 years. That has not been the case.
True Republicans are for, hey, you know what? You know, that's why, you know, it's kind of odd that Lincoln was a Republican, because Republicans don't want government control, but Lincoln was all for federal rights over states' rights. Hmm. You know,
well,
so
that's because the Republican Party did a
originally, I think the GOP's mission was to keep government small.
Right.
Because they were worried that if a government became too large, it would become corrupt, and it would eventually overpower everything.
Yes. And
it would
now
lead to a police state.
And we're getting to that point now, so even the libertarians are going, ha-ha, motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know. What else? Anybody got anything, Murph?
Oh, I got something. The MPAA has been caught uploading fake torrents.
What?
Yeah, it's no secret that the MPAA and other piracy organizations have some very interesting tactics. Well, what they've done now is that they are uploading fake torrents in order to catch the IPs of people that are downloading them. They use some crazy file names, but they're pretty sneaky at it. Now, one of the BT Junkie admins found a unique way to identify the trackers that host these fake files and make it pretty effective to remove them. Now, virtually all of the servers that have these fake files on them are spread throughout Southern California and Las Vegas.
Really?
Yeah. So that means they're looking here. There are some ways to find it. A lot of the guys who have found a way to identify these files and remove them quickly, they're not saying how they're doing it because they don't want the MPAA to do it. But yeah, that's pretty interesting. The MPAA has some dirty tricks, and this is just another one of them. Don't pirate unless it's us doing it to catch you, or unless it's us doing it to lock it away in a vault. That way you don't have to worry about it in the future.
Exactly. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, we're finally going to start seeing the end of digital DMCA. We're going to start seeing the end of all these restrictions placed upon electronic devices. And actually, that'll segue into my thing here. I mentioned this at the beginning of the show. For those of you guys who don't know, last year in April, they attempted to start up legislation called the Perform Act. I'm not going to go into super detail right now. I just caught this afternoon on Ars Technica. But a new bill introduced in the U.S. Senate this week would force satellite, digital, and internet radio providers, but not over-the-air radio, to implement measures designed to restrict the ability of listeners to record audio from the services, called the Platform Equity and Remedies for Rights Holders in Music Act, or PERFORM. The bill is sponsored by Senator Lamar Alexander, Republican Tennessee, Joseph Biden, Democrat Delaware, Dianne Feinstein, Democrat California, and Lindsey Graham, Republican South Carolina. If the name of the bill sounds familiar, it should. The bill was originally introduced, like I said, in April 2006, with the support of the RIAA. It died in committee. They're attempting to bring this one out, and what this is, the new legislation would require content protection on all satellite radio broadcasts, along with cable and internet broadcasts. Broadcasters would be required to use reasonably available and economically reasonable technology to prevent music theft. But that's not bad for consumers, says Feinstein, who tells that consumers' current recording habits will not be inhibited, as they will be allowed to record by time period or station. However, they would be prevented from automatically cherry-picking all of the Shakira songs from the services. In other words, what's going on here is, they're going to, again, try to shut down podcasting. They're going to try to shut down recording off of XM radio. They are going to make another attempt at stopping internet radio altogether. Because right now, we provide a free service at a damn good quality in some cases. 128-bit quality out of some of the online streams. I know we're 56K here out of the studio, but it's still, if you want to get a song, you can. They want to stop that. They don't feel that consumers are responsible. They don't feel that it's protecting the consumers from us from giving them something. John Sununu, Republican New Hampshire, announced legislation that would prevent the FCC from creating exactly the same kind of technology mandates that the Perform Act would require. So there we go, a good Republican right there. At the time, Senator Sununu said that misguided requirements distort the marketplace by forcing industry to adopt agency-blessed solutions rather than allowing the innovative and competitive approaches to development. So I think kudos goes out to Sununu for saying, hey, it's a free market. Let another technology come in and make the other one old.
So pretty much what they're saying is when, you go and you download the podcast, that they're saying that people, when we're playing songs, that people come in and they take that piece out of the song and that's considered a download.
That's considered a download. Let's say we do our whole show here, but, no one really listens to us because we're douchebags. But
that's not true.
We have listeners?
But we do. But they really love that one song that Jesse brought in last week. They rip it out. They find a high stream quality of our show. They rip it out. They take it out. And there they go. They didn't need us. Well, that's what they're really trying to fight. But by doing that, they're taking out the ability for me to put together a podcast so we can get out to, Meg's listeners, Meg's fans, where we had like 200 and some plus downloads just off of her show alone for her segment. They're going to stop that. They don't want that. It's basically trying to reverse the Betamax law that was passed in the 80s saying, hey, you can record what you want to record. you know. So.
Mm.
How is it? How is it okay for radio to go ahead and do that when you can do the same damn thing?
It's actually technically called payola.
Yeah.
It's basically the fact that radio stations are paid in money or other transactions and goods to play a music. If you notice, you only hear on radio what radio wants you to hear.
Right.
Unless it's an independent station. And it's rare that
you can even find an independent station these days.
Oh. Exactly.
Actually, we're working for a news organization. We have to sign statements every year. It's called our Payola Pagola statement, which says that we will not accept any goods and or services to put on the air.
Exactly.
So I can't flash my tits to get you to promote something for
the
calendar.
Go ahead.
I didn't sign a waiver.
I haven't signed mine this year yet. Come on.
Let's see those titties.
Pony up, redhead. You offer tonight.
Let's see those perky nipples.
I was okay.
Are they like eraser heads or are they just...
Okay, guys.
An example.
Are they slightly brown or are they more pinkish?
Pink.
Pink? Hey. Are they reactive?
What?
Some nipples it takes you literally got to pull on them to get any kind of reaction out of them. Light wind and you're ready to cut through a bra and a t-shirt.
They're proactive.
Okay. are they like little nubs or like eraser heads?
Guys,
shut up.
Or are they like the top of this water bottle?
Nice, 1 liter. All right, so what we're looking at here though is again another attempt to take over. And shut down services. And really, internet radio is sort of the you okay there, Murph? Weird. I don't know what happened to him. Internet radio here is sort of the victim of someone else's doing. Basically, what's happening here is they wanted to go after the satellite providers. Murphy just walked out of the studio. He's got a fart. They really want to go after the satellite radio people because... Satellite radio is broadcast at such a high quality that they're afraid that people are just going to download what they can off the satellite radio and save it and never buy a CD. The RIAA is trying to find a scapegoat because for several years now, they have promoted and pushed through payola, through other scams, such shitty music for 99.8% of it. That no one's buying CDs anymore.
No.
Right.
People will buy CDs, but they will only absolutely buy it if it's good.
Right.
And they're pushing so much crap because they're making money no matter what.
Yeah.
So, and that's where people like us, we play some really off-the-wall shit, some really unique music.
Well, I think that's why the indie genre has become so big in the last 5 years.
But the indie genre that we hear on the radio,
well, I know it's not
indie.
True indie, but I mean, you know, when you go online, you find these esoteric bands. You know, I mean, it's just there's such a huge variety that you can find on the internet now.
Absolutely. All right, we got we have to do this, so we'll meet our weekly affirmative action quota.
Yeah, you know what fucking time it is.
What time?
It's time for white people to go under their beds and hide because decaf is out, honey crackers.
Is that why Murphy left the room?
That's right. Today, I want to talk about how after all these years, the stereotype still fucking exists. Celine Dion concert, right? Okay. Me and my wife show up. I bought the fucking $225 tickets, front row. Most expensive shit, right?
Fuck!
So... We go over to...
Like seeing a Canadian's that important.
That's a lot of money to see one little white woman. I just want to touch a kayak.
It's you. So we get there, right? And I show them the tickets three times, first of all, to even get to where we need to be. Because people just can't absolutely fucking believe that I can afford a fucking $225 ticket, right?
What'd you wear for a shirt?
I was dressed up. Butted up shirt, you know, khaki pants, the whole fucking thing.
No cutoffs.
Dressed up. No cutoffs. Okay. We're fully dressed up.
Shoes with toes?
Shoes with toes. Okay. So we go over to the section where we need to be. And you know when someone just has that fucking face like they know that you don't belong there so bad.
And so there's a whole group of people, right? A whole shitload of people. And they chose me and my wife because she's fucking Hispanic. Chose us out. All these other people came up and said, are you guys in the right section? Are you sure that you're...
Oh, dang.
No shit. Are you sure you're supposed to be here? Let me see your tickets to make sure. And so I played dumb. I already knew we were in the right fucking section. Yeah. So I just want to see this bitch's reaction. Right. So I was like, oh, you know, oh, well... Jeez, ma'am, I don't know. Check the tickets, right? So then she goes, check the tickets. And, oh, okay, yeah, well, seating could be in 10 minutes. I was like, you fucking cunt.
Wow.
And this,
you should have totally thrown it. You should have thrown down the gauntlet right there. Fit.
And I mean, it's like, we were dressed up better than half the people in the section.
Because they were all tourists.
Just because we're black and Mexican, we got fucking picked out of everybody.
Wow.
And it's just, after all these years, you would think, that, you know, black people do have money. You know, we can't afford a $225 ticket. You know, so it just got me really pissed off. But I blew it off, you know. But my wife was really, really pissed. She was like, this every time we go somewhere and we go to somewhere expensive, it's the same fucking shit.
Wow.
Going to a fucking bank, we went to pay off the car loan. It was $5,000. The lady asked, are you sure you have that much money?
Oh, damn.
No fucking shit. So this has been going on for years, as long as we've been together. Every time we go somewhere, it's the same fucking racial discrimination.
That's sick.
And it's really fucking sad. It's more sad than anything.
Wow.
So it just kind of just pissed me off.
When you show up to work in the library and everything, do they try to kick you out?
Hold on. Hold on just a fucking minute. Hold on a sec. So you had $225 to spend on tickets.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Then why is it every fucking time we go out to eat, I wind up picking up the check?
It's because you're
not
because he has money, but he ain't stupid.
I get so much shit from that, from the wife. I get so much crap. Did you pick up the ticket again? Hell yeah, I picked up the ticket.
Shut up, white boy. No one gives a fuck.
Oh, shit.
That's what you white people supposed to do. Y'all supposed to pay.
I ain't got that much white guilt.
Slave on the motherfucker.
Murphy already gave his mule away.
You know, as much as I understand and I have sympathy, I get that shit all the time. You go to PF Chang's and cut off shorts and a fucking t-shirt, and they look at you like crap, and then I'm a bitch and I whip out the money. It's just.
I thought you were going to whip out something else.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I whip out a titty and they just like. Okay, now you remember, Ginger remembers when I had the blue hair.
Yeah.
I couldn't get into any place.
Right?
I couldn't go fucking anywhere.
Why
I would go
fuck
somewhere.
Was your hair blue?
Oh, dude, it was fucking.
He's fabulous.
It was awesome.
Fabulous.
It wasn't just blue. It was this blue right here. It was fucking bright.
Blue
anywhere
steel.
We would go, fucking, I couldn't get in. Told me that, we're full. Trying to go to dinner someplace nice. I would just get the weirdest fucking looks. It sucked ass. I do miss the blue hair, though.
Well, you know what? It's still the fact that people love convention. They love just what's normal, what's average. They don't like expressiveness. People are, you know, people get very scared when you can express yourself in any way. I'm a car guy. I'm a fucking Midwesterner. I'm a car guy. So, therefore, I'm a baseball cap. Look at me. I'm in a baseball cap, a hoodie, jeans, and Chucks. Pretty average. Nothing really stands out. But get my car going. Get my duster going. Going somewhere with a car. Yeah, I'll get a lot. Hey, cool car. But someone knows I'm a car guy. A little changes a bit. You know, they don't think I can dress up and they don't think that I can clean up well, shave and do all that stuff to look decent. You know, everybody gets it for different things. I drive my duster down the street. I'll drive it around the block every once in a while just to keep the oil flow. Things like that. Every single time, you know, someone's like, oh, were you speeding? No, I was just driving it around. One time, I'm with my brother. We're riding up and down an alley, a non-public street. It was an alleyway, and we're riding around on two motorcycles. It was just two motocross-style motorcycles. One was a little mini 50, and one was his regular one. We were just having fun, popping wheelies, running up and down the alley. Cops come. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and we're creating a noise disturbance. and what we knew that we saw the cops pull down the street, so my brother ditched the bike because he knew it's those neighbors, you know, that are they're just only, I think they're only like 10 years older than we are, but of course they got sand in their vagina, to use a Murphyism. And
got fired for that one once.
Yes, you know, so we know that they have a stick in their ass, sand in their vagina, whatever. He dumps the bike, and I'm just still riding up and down the alley. He knows what's going to happen. I'm not going to get in trouble because the cops are going to go, it's just a mini 50. Park it, leave your neighbors alone, they're stupid. So
as I drop stuff. So, yeah, that's, you know, it's going to happen to everybody.
Yeah, and I agree. I mean, I know I do agree with everybody's story because it's not just, you know, of course, race, you know, does play a part. And if you're a woman, plays a part. If you're homosexual, you know, the stereotypes is going to be stereotypes. So, you know, and how you look, if you look like you don't even belong, I'm sure if you walk like that in a fashion show mall, ain't no one going to fucking come up
Dude,
to you ask you anything.
You
want to
talk about, so look I at know. My tattoos. You know how much shit I get?
Do. I know.
You, okay,
and I don't
These
care.
Tattoos on yeah. your neck. Probably.
Scare the bejesus yes. out of people, and it's hilarious. And I walk into the fucking fashion show mall with my little Pomeranian dressed kind of sort of nice, and I'm walking through makeup because I need to replenish my kit, drop in however much in an hour, which I can do on record, and they look at me, and it's hilarious. But at the same time, in this generation right now, that's becoming more widely accepted.
Yeah.
It's more of
in
the
our
upper
generation.
It's more of the upper class older people.
Let me ask you
it.
This though, and you said a good, you made a valid point with this generation is way more accepting. I mean look at how diverse just this room is.
Yeah,
we're everywhere, and we accept that. We're not tolerant, because being tolerant means you're just putting up with shit, but we actually accept it. What's going to happen when we're that old generation and the kids that are our age now, I shouldn't say kids, but people who are our age now or younger have their thing. How are we going to react?
$5 says that Murphy's going to be the guy on the front lawn with the cane.
Dude, that's already me. That's
all you right. know we'll all be that's there with him with too. A fucking yeah. cooler.
Speaking of which, that you make a great point about that, because kids, I thought our generation was kind of lazy on shit. The next generation, I see kids working at Kmart or whatever. People ask, can you do a go back? Oh, man, I'm too fucking tired, dog. Dude, I'm fucking tired. I'm like, dude, it's your job. Do a fucking go back.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
You know, you're right. You're absolutely right. It's worse. It's getting worse, but, you know, in our eyes, it's getting worse. I'm sure that our generation had the, oh, dude, I'm fucking tired. Hell, I've been in supervisor positions for almost 5 or 6 years in a couple different jobs, and I get it. Hey, can I? No, man, I'm tired. What do you mean, no, you're tired? I'm fucking doing it.
I've done this.
I've had more leverage in one of my older jobs. Someone said, oh, man, I'm just tired. I said, okay, why don't you go ahead and swipe out and go home? Early? Yeah, I'm not going to pay if you're not going to work. See ya. And they tried to argue with me. I just sent them home. I said, I don't want to talk about it anymore. Yeah. He goes, you're just making an example of me. I said, hell yeah, you made it of yourself. You said you didn't want to work. I'm not going to make you work if you don't want to do anything. I am that good of a guy that I'm not going to make you do something you don't want to do. And I just twist. But you're absolutely right. The next generation that comes up is going to be lazier than Ginger and her tits.
What?
I had to bring you back in because
I'm sorry, I was these
two clowns were writing and joining the conversation.
Oh, I was showing her the great titty picture that Red Rum has on her website. Cleavage galore. Oh,
can I tell one news story?
The one where she's with the gay guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, huge, wonderful titty.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you've got a really interesting
news
story there.
I haven't even... Yeah, okay. So, armed robbery by a 7-year-old.
What?
For Legos.
Yes.
Oh.
Whoa.
Armed robbery?
Police in Florida are looking for a little girl age 7 who tried to steal a Lego at knife point. The girl pulled a knife on a cashier at Walmart as she tried to walk out with 2 boxes of Legos. The police say that the little girl hid the toys under her coat and then tried to walk out. Mm-hmm. A store employee approached her, asking her to turn over the Lego blocks. When she opened her jacket, she pulled out a 7-inch carving knife.
Whoa, dang!
The little girl...
Chucky.
The employee talked to the girl into putting the knife down and the toys, and then she rode away on her bicycle.
Oh my God.
Yes!
I cut you mad. I cut you bad.
Zach. I cut you mad. Zach.
That is
I
for the win.
She's a kleptomaniac.
But what the hell? Is that the next generation?
Yeah.
I want to know what's wrong with the parents. Because I don't blame anybody
damn.
But parents. Parents,
yeah.
parents, parents.
If there's a 7-year-old doing that, no, the parents fucked up somewhere.
I have in my family.
Oh boy. Here we
go. Okay.
This kid, her mom was pregnant. She fucking got a knife and had her water baby and started stabbing it scary style. There were probably 20 stab wounds in this water baby, and it leaked all over her bedroom, and the mom was pregnant because the little girl was acting out because she wasn't getting enough attention. And
you know what? Right there, tells me one thing, and that tells me one thing alone. Communication breakdown.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you talk to people, it's all good. Really, it is. I don't care if it's an argument, a discussion, a just, you know, one person's talking and another person's barely listening. There's a communication breakdown where none of that is happening.
Right.
No bridge is being built between these people.
Wow.
That's sad. That is really sad.
I'm going to go home and cry now.
7 years old, though.
Yeah.
It's depressing.
Murph, fuck. What are you working
That's
on?
That's my brother's age.
Well, I know we're running out of time. There's one last thing I wanted to talk about tonight.
Got a minute.
Anyone ever heard of a place called Sealand?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sealand is an unofficial country, and it exists 3 miles off the British coast.
Huh?
It is nothing more than two concrete towers with a platform on top.
Used to be a naval base.
It was a naval base.
A sea base.
Well, some guys have owned it for the last couple of years. It is actually a country. It's only recognized by the UK. Nowhere else recognizes it. Well, it's currently for sale, and the guys from thepiratebay.org are going to buy it. One of the internet's largest BitTorrent sites for file sharing is going to buy it so they can give the finger to every other country and their fucking copyright laws.
Now, the nice thing about Sealand is the fact that it's in international waters. I believe it's in international waters.
It sure is, yeah.
And what it's been doing for several years is actually hosting websites that cannot be legally hosted in any country.
Yep.
So if you want to keep yourself from being sued, keep yourself from being shut down, you host your shit on Sealand.
They probably make a good little pretty penny off that, too.
They probably do. But they had fire which shut down most of it.
I was going to say, what happens when the RIA, like, hires a bunch of pirates
they can't
and
touch
they
it.
Blow it up or something?
Well, that's another story. And on that note... Don't touch my bottom. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. And we need to show thanks to several people. First off, let's say mad props to Anorexic Pillow, Chazad, Chris1019, Clizzo, Erectus, Miraposa Rose, 9Volt, Red Rom, we love you, Red Rom, Toodle Nuggets,
you sick fuck,
Virtual One. To every one of you in the chat room,
mad props!
Wow. All right, we have a bunch of other people to thank. First off, LV Rocks, LVRocks.com for allowing us studio time and space. Let's not forget our wonderful syndicates, Door From Hell Radio, Flash FM, Fox FM, and the KC Host Radio Network. Remember, kids, if we're not live,
you'll find us in the archive.
And you can do that by going to podcasts.lvrocks.com or just click on the archive on spankwagon.net. If you want to be our friends, because, hey, what's a party without some friends?
You got to go to myspace.com/spankwagon. Sorry, I was looking down the chat room for a second.
Or go to spankwagon.net, click on our MySpace link. Don't forget to vote for us in Vital Pod. Shake 'em, Ginger.
Yeah, guys, I want to see us take over the number one spot for Vital Podcast tonight.
We want to work on that.
Yeah, we're only 40 votes behind, guys. Get us up there tonight.
Also, I want to point out something I'll be working on this coming week. If you go to lvrocks.com, click on Gotti, G-O-T-I. I'll be there, part of the Gotti Party, as part of LVRocks.com and OG Vegas. So that's my week for my MLK day spent with boobies.
Wow.
I love my life.
Guys, thanks for tuning in and listening. We'll be here next week. We'll be here the week after. And if you'd like to participate in the dating game, send me an email, murphy@spankwagon.net.
All right. Again, I'm Trencher.
I'm Chafe.
Decaf.
I'm Ginger.
And Murphy.
And we will see you next week.
Retards, out!